Big Hurt Weird Adventures.
Nick, 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 Nick,
Nickelodeon.
Nick, 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 Nick,
Nickelodeon.
And welcome to a brand new episode, a very special episode, a very lavish episode, very exclusive episode of Big Heck and Weight Adventures. I am the lavish one, I have many nicknames, Podcast Prince, but the one I usually go with for this show is your friendly neighborhood podcaster. So I am not alone. I never try to do this show alone. So I have to go and pass this off to the man of awesome many nicknames himself.
I am Mr. Fast and Furious himself, a.k.a. the anime anarchist, your messiah of anime, the head of the table, Mr. Acknowledge Me, King Petty. You know what? I'm just going to stop there at the King Petty. But ladies and gentlemen, it's the one and only Big Oosie Juicy Big Heck. How's everyone doing today?
Oh, my God. Today's going to be one of those episodes, isn't it? Isn't it?
Oh, yeah, because we're getting...
Oh,
it's a special, special episode. See, look, Princess Rhea already knows.
Rhea knows. She's hyped. She's hyped for this episode.
Word.
So Heck and I sat down and we had a discussion. We wanted to hit you guys with a bonus episode, and we're probably going to drop this later this week after we drop our Loki episodes with our special guest, which we will get into at the end of the show. We decided to do a bonus, and we're going to call this the top five. Now, it could be top five, anything. It's going to be a random one. You won't know what it is until you press play. Well, you'll know in the description, but it is what it is. We're going to have fun with this. And most of the time, we will bring on a special guest. So we hit up everybody within the Fourth Wall Pop Network, and we found someone who understands us a little bit, who gets the logic of what we like to do. She is a sister to the network. She's a sister to our show. So without further ado, please introduce yourself so everyone knows who you are.
Thank you so much. I am Taylor, aka Mother Hen, and the host of the fairly new show to the network, Views From Up Here. I'm so happy to be here, guys. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. We appreciate it. We appreciate having you. I mean, it's an honor to have you. Like, you're one of the first ones to jump at a collab with Big Heck and Weight on the Fourth Wall, right? Is she? I believe
yes,
so.
Yes, definitely from the Fourth Wall.
You are the first. You are the first.
And you guys are my first collab.
Really? Also, a lot of firsts here being broken today.
Yeah.
Taylor, can you tell us a little bit about your show, just in case our viewers don't know or our listeners don't know? What is your show about?
Absolutely. So Views From Up Here is a lifestyle podcast. I basically gave the idea a go when I first entered the dating world and realized how absolutely awful it is. So I decided to just kind of jot down some of my experiences, some of the things I've learned, and share it with everybody. So I talk about dating, I talk about relationships, friendships. I touch on a little bit of everything, just stuff that I've encountered over the past year that I didn't want to necessarily go through alone. So I feel like other people won't either. And my podcast is a way to kind of just bring these issues to the surface so we can discuss them and hopefully bring some entertainment to people. So I'll try to amp up the funny today for you guys, not make it so serious.
Oh, we appreciate it. We appreciate it. And to let you know, guys, it is a great show. Please check it out. I listen to it. My girlfriend and I listen to it. We both enjoy it. We are fans of the show. So if you get a chance, please check it out. We'll let you do all your plugs at the end of the show. But
no problem.
Your endorsement
is enough. I'm happy with that.
She's saying that we got the certified fresh stamp.
Absolutely.
Please don't boost Big Hex ego today. Please. He's head of the table. It's already going to be like maximized now that you said that.
No promises.
The tribal chief. But before we get into the top five, Heck, we did a little shopping today. I mean,
we actually went on an adventure today.
We did go on an adventure. Want to share our adventure today?
Absolutely. So today, me and the good brother decided we needed to link up, even if it was just for a couple hours, because with, you know, just life in general going on, we need to break up the monotony of everything. So picked up the good brother. We headed on over to Little Falls. And the first place he had to take me to, which is he's been plugging them like crazy. And we went to Chubbsy Wubbsy's toy store, which is, if you looked at where its placement is, it's literally like this hole in the wall. And it doesn't, it's not even like a hole in the wall. It's just like offset from everything else. So we go in there, and I kid you not, it doesn't matter if you're into action figures, collectibles, anime, comic books, it doesn't matter. If there's a figure about something that you like, I swear to you on God Almighty that I love everything, you would find the figure.
That sounds like a pretty awesome place. Oh, where is this again?
This is in Little Falls here in Jersey. It's called Chubbsy Wubbsy Toys. So the first thing I do is as soon as we walk in, he goes, all right, I got to brace you. This might be a little overwhelming. All I had to do was just walk through the door, and I take one look to the right, and I was like, I can't breathe. I was like, I have to get out of here. I was like, I can't do this. I was like, this is instantly like the worst idea possible. I was like, this is an instant, like, blow your tax check right here and now.
You're walking out with something every time. And I know.
I don't doubt it.
Even if you don't want to, you'll find something. Mm-hmm. Something from like your childhood, nostalgia, a movie that you just saw. Like, I take a look in the upper right hand corner, and there's a statue. And I mean, it's a beautiful PVC statue of Brandon Lee from The Crow.
Oh, wow.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
So, look, my wife just heard me, and she was like, what? I was like, yes, it's a giant statue of Brandon Lee.
Yeah, shout out to The Crow. Shout out to Carm. Yeah, it's like you go in there, and literally, if you're a fan of anything, him and his wife are two of the greatest people we've ever met. They're so friendly, so hospitable. Hospitable in their store. They literally have everything, every fandom covered. You're in the horror, they got that. You're in the Disney, they got that. You're in the sports, they have that. They have pretty much anything and everything you're looking for. You love My Little Pony, it's there. We found My Little Pony Transformers.
It's not even just My Little Pony. It's My Little Pony horror version, My Little Pony Transformers, My Little Pony and Power Rangers. It's like there's a version of everything.
Yep. And if you're looking for lounge flies, if you're a fan of lounge flies, I know my girlfriend is. Covered. Marvel. Wow,
that's
DC,
pretty impressive.
Everything. And it's such a small store. It's in a great area. Always check it out. They also have a website too, Heck, which is chubsywubsy.com, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
So we said we're going to give them a shout out. If you want to check out some of our lovely items that we picked up, please go check out our Instagram page. Heck, what's our Instagram page again?
So our Instagram page is Big Heck Weight Adventures.
Mm-hmm. And if you would like to check out Chubbsy Wubbsy, they are available on Instagram at chubzzy_toys. They have a website, chubsywubsy.com, and they are located on 106 Main Street in Little Falls. Give them, check them out. Tell them Big Heck and Weight sent you. It's lavish.
We're going back next week.
It's going to be a weekly trip for you guys.
It's possible. Every week they get new stuff. All the time.
I walked out of there with things, and I didn't even know I had walked out with things. That's how bad it was.
I feel like we keep talking about as a network as a whole, getting together and doing like something just to like a team building thing. And I feel like a trip to Chubbsy Wubbsy's might be a good idea.
And then a taco affair.
Done. You add food into the mix and I'm in.
Okay, we'll have to plan something. We'll have to speak off this off air and plan a little get together for the fourth wall gang.
Yeah.
And
it's either got to be a taco fair or Mama Ana's empanadas.
Yes. If you enjoy empanadas.
Yes. Very much.
Oh, then Mama Ana's empanadas is for you. We'll get into that later.
Okay. we can get carried away with food.
Because I told you about, we talked about it on another social media that we're not going to get into what did I tell you? About the place, and it was like a sandwich, and you're like,
oh yeah, it was a sandwich shop. I saved it. I took a screenshot of it, but munchies. I don't have it in front of me.
Would you want to write
munchies?
Yeah, munchies. You got to check out munchies. It is chef's kiss. But heck, speaking of chef's kiss, I think it's time we get into our top five, our very first top five.
Absolutely. So this episode is brought to you by Childhood Nostalgia. Okay. So we're going to give our top five for our top five of all time Nickelodeon TV shows. Now, in no way, shape, or form are these categorized or are they in specific set orders. These are shows that either we grew up with, as we were kids, we watched, just anything in general. And it's going to range from actual TV shows to sports shows that they had on there, cartoons, whichever they had. That's what we're going to be discussing today.
Yep. And we have a ton of honorable mentions. We'll save those right before our top five for our number one. Yep. But
I have like three lists, right?
Yeah, I know you do.
Oh my gosh. Now I feel very unprepared.
Don't. Please.
Just
don't.
For the simple fact that if by some chance one of your picks is on my list, I have a backup.
Okay. That makes sense.
Out of respect. But it's okay if we have like some similar spots, but we're gonna look at each other like, why is that there for you? And then we'll understand. So we're gonna let our guest start.
Yes.
So Taylor.
Oh boy.
Let us know what your number five is on your top five Nick shows.
Okay. So I mentioned this when we were getting ready for the episode, but I did put a lot of thought into it and I was struggling with my number five spot because like you said, we have a lot of honorable mentions. But my number five is Doug.
I'm already shocked.
Already shocked? What way though?
Oh, why is it five? Explain why it's five to you.
Okay. Well, obviously I don't want to give away my top four, but I feel like when we talked about doing top five for Nickelodeon, I kind of originally ranked them in order that I remember them the most. Mm-hmm. I remember watching, sitting down, having action figures or toys or doing whatever. And I have memories of Doug. The ones that I have are good, but not a whole lot. So I don't know if I didn't watch it a lot or if I didn't enjoy it as much as the rest. It was definitely an important part of my childhood, but not nearly as significant as some of the other ones.
Ah, okay. All right. I respect it. I'm not going to knock it. It is an amazing show. We can go in for days on how good it is in certain episodes and wishing I had a dog like Porkchop. Any favorite episodes that you remember that you were like, yeah, this is one of my favorites?
I honestly don't think I could pinpoint a specific episode. I did jot down notes for a few other ones, but not for Doug. It was just in general a good show. And I guess the fact that I can't remember a specific episode makes more sense as to why it's number five for me.
Okay. We respect the list. We respect your list. Guys, we are not going to, shame anybody's list. We're just having fun. It's a good time.
Just shock and awe. That's all we're going to have.
Yes,
today.
My face just went. As soon as you said five. But I'm gonna pass it off to my good brother, Big Heck. What is your number five? What's your number five?
So my number five is actually Ren and Stimpy.
Whoa, yo, Heck, you and Taylor. Yeah,
wow. Would have expected that to be much higher for at least one of you. So maybe it'll be different. But
here's my thing. I went back and I started looking at some of the Ren and Stimpy shows just out of pure nostalgia. And holy shit, some of the things that they snuck in there and they got away with.
Yes.
Like, if people are seriously butthurt over shit that they do in South Park, you guys need to go back and watch Ren and Stimpy because they were showing this to 8 and 9 year olds and 7 year olds and they were getting away with this. But Ren and Stimpy to me, like, I put it at the top five, I put it at my number five spot. Purely on the basis of I was a little bit older when I started watching it and it does stick out, but there are other shows that Nickelodeon that like as we were growing up, they were just like absolute like gems. Like you could not watch them. Okay. That was definitely, but Ren and Stimpy, as much as I tried not to put it in my top five, there was no way I couldn't. Controversial cartoon ever.
I remember it being a really weird show growing up when I was younger. Like I did watch it, but I remembered being like, I don't know if I'm actually interested in this or if it's just like the shock value of it. So it definitely stood out for that reason for me.
Oh, me too. It was Ren and Stimpy was ahead of its time. And as a kid, you were like, oh my God, these are funny because it's fart jokes and ha 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 and boogers and all that cool stuff. And then as an adult, you're like, how? Like, one of my favorite songs is Don't Piss on the Electric Fence.
Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy.
Is a classic.
Yes.
And Log. It's better than bad, it's good. You got to get your
Powder Log. Powder Toast Man, bro.
Muddy Mud Skipper.
Powder Toast Man flew backwards. Make sense of this, please, for me.
And he shot stuff out of his butt.
Yeah. He shot toast out of his butt.
Out of his butt. They have Ren and Stimpy figures at Gypsy Posse.
Okay.
There you go.
There's a big following for that show. Like, not even just ranking it in our top five. Like, there are people, like, tattooed on their body. I mean, that's with anything. But a few people I do know that like it, really, really like it.
Oh, yeah. It's a classic show. It was right around the era with Beavis and Buttheads. I call it the Beavis and Butthead for kids.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mike Judd is the one who did Beavis and Butthead, right?
Yeah, Mike Judd did Beavis and Butthead.
It's definitely that. Like, it literally, like, straddles the line of, like, controversial and, like, what? How much more can we get away with on actual TV? Mm. How the hell did you announce that? I don't get it.
But it worked. It worked.
It does.
Does anybody remember the reboot when they brought it back?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so the reboot, it was rough because it came out when I was in high school. So I watched it and I understood what they were trying to do. They can be a little bit more raunchy. They weren't on Nickelodeon, they were on Spike TV. So they got to do a little more. Mm-hmm. And there were way more implied things that you just caught and you're just like, okay. I mean, like, I kind of figured it out as I got older, but you didn't have to, like, totally put it in there. Like, it's fine, but they put, like, Ren and Stimpy in, like, a weird situation where, like, he was the housewife. Stimpy was the housewife and complained about not getting enough attention. So then Ren had to give him some attention. You know, it's one of the episodes, and it's totally implied. Like, it kind of made me upset of how they implied it. It was very disrespectful to me. I was like, you can't do it that way. Like,
what's I feel like you can make a reboot and make it more relevant without crossing that line.
Oh, and they did. And I was just like, this isn't going to last. It's not. Mm. It's a very disrespectful show.
But it only made it, like, what? Not even a full season?
Half a season.
And yeah, it was half a season before cancer culture got a hold of it. And they were like, nope, get that shit out of here.
Like, nope, you can't do that. It's unacceptable, which I feel it totally was. But are we ready to move on to number four?
Actually curious to see where her number four is.
I am very curious to see what Taylor's number four is. Taylor, let's hear your number four.
Number four. Hey Arnold.
Okay. No.
That's a good one.
Okay. All right.
That was a good pick.
Nobody else can see your faces right now, but I'm watching them. So I'm like, I'm very careful of what I say.
No, we don't judge. We don't yuck your yum.
Yeah. Hey Arnold. I don't know. I felt like it was very relatable. I do have a favorite episode for this one. I want to say I double checked it because, like, it has its episode title, but it's also referred to by, like, a memorable part of it. So it's called the Spelling Bee episode, but it's also referred to as Pigeon Man because that's when we're first introduced to him. And I don't know if you guys watched Hey Arnold, if you liked it.
I did.
Okay. And I liked it because of Pigeon Man. He was, like, this homeless guy just playing with his birds, and it was just about compassion and showing that there are bad people and good people in this world. And it's just one of the many episodes I've watched that actually stood out to me. And that's a trope. Well, I don't want to say a trope. That might not be a best term, but we saw, I don't remember her name now. Maybe I'm going to lose my street cred with this one. The woman in Home Alone 2 that played with her birds.
Oh, Pigeon Lady. She was Pigeon Lady.
Okay, Pigeon Lady. All right, fair enough. I don't know if that's what she was actually called, but it's a common theme in a lot of shows and movies. And I like seeing that, like, cross-reference in a very loose way. But it's that one stood out to me. And I just like the relationship between Helga and Arnold. And It makes me smile. So that's why it's my number four. I have a lot of good memories with that show.
Oh, believe me, it's a great show. I mean, one of my favorite moments is whenever she would, like, talk crap to Arnold, and the minute he'd walk away, she'd pine for him and spew the most lovely poetry. And then I forget the guy's name, but he would always go,
oh,
and then she just deck him. Everything.
If it's my number four, I feel like I should know his name, and I don't.
Believe me, a lot of nostalgia, you forget little details.
This is going to be the day where I feel my age. I'm gonna feel old.
It's okay. I felt my age at 8 o'clock this morning.
we
Anthony Creeks.
We all feel our age at some points in our life.
Dang. Okay, wait. His name is Brainy.
Oh, his name was
That's
Brainy.
Right.
That's Brainy. Right.
Yes. It was going to bother me if I didn't check it.
Okay. It's Brainy. Okay, so mm-hmm. Brainy. I also remember the episode where Arnold and Gerald dressed like a banana and a strawberry.
Oh, yes. I feel like that picture or that scene like lives on in GIFs and memes and everything. That's definitely up there too.
But you can't forget about Stoop Kid.
No, Stoop Kid never leaves his stoop.
Stoop Kid's afraid to leave his stoop.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he left the stoop, he chased the, I forget the chubby kid's name.
Oh, I don't know.
He ran him at the end of the episode because he was out of town. He didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
He said, come here, chubby, and chased him down the street. Such a good show.
You know who was gangster though in that whole entire show? It wasn't any of the kids.
Who?
It was grandma. It was Arnold's grandma.
Arnold's mm-hmm. grandma was a gangster.
Yo, she was ready to throw them hands. She was literally the definition of rated E for everyone.
All the time. All the time. Granny wanted to fight. All the time. But they were hippies. I mean, well, grandma was a hippie and grandpa was like, he seemed like a war vet. So he was settled. So it was like, okay, they totally shouldn't be together, but it works for what it is. And they took care of Arnold, which I loved even more. And he had a great cat, great, like a bunch of neighbors around him. So
it was just a good setup. It gave a lot of good examples.
Oh. How cool was his room? How amazing was his room?
Every kid wanted that room.
Yep.
His skylight that he had?
Mm-hmm. I'd never leave. Never leave.
There was one of his neighbors. I'm trying to remember. He was the Russian neighbor.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what his name was. There's a running gag. Kokoschka, Mr. Kokoschka.
Right.
So, again, this is them sneaking things in. Kokoschka in Russian actually has a meaning. And it was, I'm trying to see if I can find it. Because it was on like one of those, okay. So Kokoschka in Russian means piece of shit. So my man's name was literally Mr. Piece of Shit.
He was a trash dude. Like he was trash all the time.
Yo, someone had put it up on TikTok and I have not been able to get it out of my head since. Like, yo, these writers were just pure.
And they could get away with it because who the hell our age watching the show is going to go and translate it?
Absolutely.
But now that we're older, we can appreciate it because he was not the nicest person.
Exactly.
He really wasn't. What a douche.
So, Heck, what's your number four?
All right. So, my number five was Ren and Stimpy. I'm going to do something that was a little bit later on.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I was a really big fan of Kenan and Kel.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. That's your four?
You're going to understand why in a bit.
Okay, go ahead.
That's your four. I literally have... Okay. They can't see it, but you guys can. So I want to see if this will pop up somewhere. Hold on. Right. Here it goes. So here's my list.
Mm-hmm. I can't see it. Thank God. I don't want to be spoiled.
But there's... Literally, it's entirely filled, and I have to look at this like and strategically pick my list. I have to put Kenan and Kel at number four because there were other shows that came before it that hold a higher value. But Kenan and Kel had some of the most outrageous lines and some of the skits, which is like crazy. And I love the musical guests that they always brought on. Like, that was just, like, pure, like, genuine awesomeness. Like, I can't. And it's insane to see how Kenan is actually, like, he's on SNL now.
Mm-hmm. He's pretty big on SNL now.
Yeah, but.
And he has his own TV show. He has his own TV show on, it's before or after Young Rock?
I think it's after.
No, it's really good. It's a good show. It's like, he's a dad, and he's raising his two kids. on his own. The mom passed away and stuff, but he's just being a good dad. So that's what the show is basically about.
Oh, that's neat. I like that.
All right, pulling on the heartstrings here. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, brother. What is your number four?
Okay. My number four is Doug.
Okay, that's why you made that face before.
Yes, yes. My number four is Doug for simple reasons. Doug reminds me of a lot. Like, it was a kid growing up. Like, he was in a new town. He met new people. He met new friends. He had amazing neighbors, which were all odd and weird and just creepy at some points. It's just crazy how to think about Doug as a character and how much he grew up throughout that show. And I'm only counting the Nickelodeon show. The Disney show was garbage.
Yeah, no, that doesn't count.
Well, the animation was trash.
Garbage. It was just garbage.
But I'm really surprised that's your number four, considering when the Pops came out for Doug.
I know.
You went through hell and high water to make sure you got Quail Man, Quail Dog, you got Doug, Patty Mayonnaise, Skeeter.
His friendship with Skeeter was amazing.
Yeah, I'm looking at my list. I feel like I didn't say my number five. I feel like I went over it and just like moved on.
I wanted to say you didn't, but I was like, it's their show. I'm just going.
Heck, I didn't say my five. I said four.
No, you didn't.
Okay. I'm going to say my five too. So I got to say my five and my
okay,
four.
Yeah.
I'm going to wrap up Doug and then go into five. Sorry. So when you guys hear this, it's going to be a little off kilter. Like, I'm trying to get everybody their time so they can talk. My number four, Doug, is great because it was Doug. Doug was reminded me of myself a lot at certain points. Skeeter was great, but I always loved Doug because the Patty Mayonnaise effect. And you know, when you meet somebody and you like them a lot or you fall in love, and it's going to sound terrible on air, and the whole thing and the white light and the hearts and all that. And that was my thing. That was my, like, I need the Patty Mayonnaise effect. Totally found it now. But
yep.
It's the Patty Mayonnaise effect. And it's just like, that's so cool to find someone like that. And they literally ended up dating at the end of it all. So
here my single self is pouting because of an animated relationship.
Doug be happy.
Exactly.
How dare he find happiness?
None of that here.
None of that. How dare he?
So, brother, before you hit your number five, how much did you just hate Roger?
Klutz? I hated him because he was the bully, but he tried to be too cool, but he wasn't. He was like a jerk. He just never developed. And then what made it worse was, I hate to bring up the Disney show, but he got rich. That pissed me off too.
That's an injustice. That's not fair.
That's why the Disney Doug show doesn't count.
It never will.
It never will. Even though the Pops are, I'm mad about the Pops. The Pops are Disney Doug, not regular Doug.
That's messed up.
Yep, because Patty on the Pop is Patty with short hair, not Patty with the crazy curly hair.
Oh, okay. We know her.
That's how I knew. I knew I was long, curly haired Patty. But I got to get into my number five. My number five is funny. It's just funny. And it was so funny. It got a reboot on Netflix as a movie. So my number five is Rocko's Modern Life.
And that one had to be coming up.
Rocko's Modern Life made my list because that show got away with murder. Murder.
Yeah.
Heck. It's heck. They're going to heck.
They're going to heck. Instead of hell.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when Filbert and Heifer went to I forget Rocco's neighbor's name, the frog.
Oh, the big heads.
The big heads. And they kept saying wee wee. Wee wee. Wee wee. It was so stupid. And then Filbert had kids with a doctor who had a hook for a hand.
Oh God.
And Filbert was, I felt so bad for Filbert. Whenever, poor turtle, whenever he got knocked on his back, he was like, I'm nauseous.
Oh my God. He's like, I'm nauseous. nauseous.
The memories are flooding back now. Oh my gosh. I didn't forget about it, but like, I forgot about all the fine details of it.
There's so many great episodes. Like Paramount Plus has all the shows, like literally.
Well, of course, Big Brother, after searching all of these, I started getting ads for Paramount Plus, and I'm like, they know what they're doing.
They know. They know.
They're playing on my nostalgia.
Definitely.
Damn you, Google and Zuckerberg.
Yep.
But one of my favorite episodes was when Heifer had to learn about the seven deadly sins, and Rocco told him, like, basically, he's like, yo, you're a glutton. Like, you can't stop eating. And he didn't know what a glutton was. And he kept saying, I'm a glutton. I'm a glutton. I'm a glutton. And remember, Heifer was adopted by wolves?
Yeah.
His parents, right. His whole family was wolves, and he was the only cow. And everyone, no one ever questioned it. Just like a certain show that's going to probably pop up on somebody's list. There was one thing in the show that really we all questioned, like, how? How did that happen? I think it's on somebody's list. I don't know.
It's got to be. Mm-hmm. But you know what I question?
What?
How did, when we were kids and our parents did not put two and two together, that Rocco worked at a sex line?
Oh, my God. But he worked at the video store, too. Or the comic book store, right?
What kind of video store?
No, he worked the sex hotline job. That was his first job.
Wait, I don't remember that.
It was
like the 1-800. It was a 1-800 hotline that he worked at.
Oh my God.
It's one of the funniest things ever. And he just has to say, like, oh baby. And he says it like really like deadpan.
Yeah.
He's like, oh baby. Oh baby. Like just like that.
I feel so shook right now. I did pick up on that.
And then the craziest part is that Mrs. Bighead called into the sex line. And she was like, he was like, Mrs. Bighead? She's like, Rocco.
Oh man, this list is gonna be hitting. We're at three now, right? Okay, I got my four and five off. So
yes, yeah, we're back on track. We won't let you skip again.
Nope.
Right.
So I'm gonna go this way. I'm gonna go Heck now. So Heck, what's your number three?
So it was a three-way tie.
You gotta pick one. You can't have them both. You can't go your three-way tie. You gotta pick
I know. So dear Lord in heaven, forgive me. So my number three was Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Ooh, Jess is gonna debate you.
I forgot about that one. Damn it.
So it was a three-way tie between Guts, Double Dare, and Legends of the Hidden Temple.
What was the first one? It cut out.
Guts.
Oh, okay.
So between Guts, Double Dare, and Legends of the Hidden Temple. And I had to go with Legends of the Hidden Temple. I wanted to be a Blue Barracuda so bad.
That was a great show.
It was so good. And then you get mad. Like, I remember we went to our local comic book store, shout out to Zap. We would always mention, it's just three pieces. You really couldn't put those three pieces like the monkey together.
Yo, they were struggling.
And you know what's even crazier? They're bringing that show back for adults.
I heard that. And but I feel like I've heard that for a while now.
It's actually happening. You can sign up. There's actually a sign up sheet, a call sheet.
I know what I'm doing after this recording.
Like, yo,
I'm big ass. You ain't catching me on there.
Yo, Taylor's on Legends of the Hidden Temple for adults. Yo, she did that. They're like, you to complete all these obstacles and not get captured, you have to drink a lot first. Well,
let's get
piece of cake.
I got this. I can put this together.
Exactly.
Did you ever get mad at people's teammates? Like, you see the one person putting all the effort and they're just like, dude.
Constantly screaming at
their sister. And it's their sister. Like, mm-hmm. It's little sister, like, all the time. Like, damn.
Like, yo, you had one job to do.
Just don't get caught. Bribe them with a token. Give them the token.
Then she asks if they don't want to go with the token show.
That's why they got captured. And I feel like these game shows really put the kids through hell. Like, they had to do a lot of work to get to the obvious goal. So bad. These shows were bad, man. But so good. So good. Cheesy nostalgia. Taylor, what's your three?
Blue's Clues.
I'm dating myself. We both looked at you like we're old. Why is that your number three?
It was a show that I watched very religiously when I was younger, but it's also a show that my little cousins grew up on. So I'm close to my younger cousins who are, I think, 7 and 9 years younger than me. So like 21 and 19, give or take. And when we were growing up together, because I had watched it, I was like, oh, maybe they'll like it. And I put it on for them and it became a big part of their childhood too. So it was a bonding experience for us. And I was talking to him about it not too long ago, because of course, whenever family gets together, we sit there and reminisce on the good old days. And they always bring up Blue's Clues because it's just a fond memory for them too. And my cousin said, oh, well, you know that instead of a notebook, they're using, I think he said a tablet now or an iPhone. And I felt my heart just crumble into pieces in my chest, because like I had so many notebooks. I remember my parents buying me so many of them, and I would just walk around with them and do everything with them. And now, I mean, like, obviously they're keeping with the times. It's great. But to know that they've moved to a smartphone potentially is just, I don't know, where's my wheelchair?
Oh, please. That's all I have to say. Salt Pepper had kids.
And Salt Pepper had kids. My God, yes.
I was like, oh, I'm
is
old.
It a paprika?
Paprika? Paprika. Yeah.
I was like, I'm old. I'm freaking old now. Mm-hmm. Who does this? Turn it off. And then what was it? Correct me if I'm wrong, but Blue is a girl and Magenta's a boy, or it's the other way around.
They switched a lot. And it's, again, great if you want to keep up with the times and make things relevant and be all inclusive, but just to see how much it's had to change over the years to appeal to kids, that's really crushing.
It is.
Great, but crushing.
Very
so
crushing.
Yeah, that's my number three, Blue's Clues.
We respect the three. We respect
the three. What's your number three? Thank you.
Okay, we are getting to the top three. So this is tough. We've all gotten this point. Rugrats is at three. I've got Rugrats at three.
I had so many questions with that show.
You're both, what Taylor gave me the stank eye. Like, why is it three?
I did.
He was like, and I caught it. I looked down at my notebook and I was like, and she, I look up, she's like, you can't
it see held it, it. So like, you what? Could see it.
He's like, why?
You know
is
what
it
that
three?
Look was like? It was that look at the stain, like, you son of a bitch.
Like, you, she gave me that look of, your two better be hitting. Like, because if you're,
yeah, your two better be number one, better impress
better
me.
Be fire. You better come fire. I'm taking over your show.
Oh, right. My gosh. So, all right. Why?
Okay. Rugrats was, it came at a later stage for me because I was like, maybe like 9 or 10 when it came out. And, I just watched it with my cousin. I remember sitting there watching it and I was like, no one understands the babies. Like, no one understands what they're doing. Like, it's weird. And Angelica was just, as much as I hated her, she was the great villain of the whole show. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget one of my favorite Angelica episodes of all time is when Angelica learned to curse.
Oh, that's right.
Remember, yes. She went to I forget, it was one of the kid TV shows where they had like a lady with puppets and all that stuff. And she got a backstage tour because her mom was a lawyer and all that. And, you know, she had money. I'm sorry, Angelica's parents had money. They were yuppies. So,
yeah.
She goes backstage and she's walking and she's like, oh, what about the assistants? Like, oh, what about the kids? The kids. You know what I think about those kids? I think they're, and there was always perfect timing. Something went by, or there was a horn or anything, like a random noise. But when Angelica figured it out, there would always be the mom screaming because she found out she could curse. But it dealt with so much. It dealt with so much because another cool part is, it showed us different ways to celebrate holidays too. Like, I remember Susie breaking down to the Rugrats Kwanzaa and then finding out Tommy was Jewish and how they celebrated Hanukkah. That was really cool. But one of the sad moments was Tommy. Remember when Chucky was like sad about Mother's Day and he had to like, and he didn't understand why he didn't have a mom. And then his dad finally told him as a little kid, even though he didn't understand. He understood it to an extent. he found out he didn't have a mom. And then the let's talk about why Rugrats is so important. It led to two movies. Rugrats the movie and Rugrats the Paris, and had one of the greatest songs of ever, Take Me There with Maya and Blackstreet and Mace. And Busta Rhymes is Reptar. Remember Reptar the musical? Oh, and the Reptar bars, which they actually sell, and they do turn your skin green.
I remember them.
They weren't that great, but they did turn your tongue green.
The nostalgia factor.
Absolutely.
And then I started to fall out with it once Dill showed up. Once Dill and Chucky's stepsister, but it was still cool to see that it changed. But then it really jumped the shark for me, and I respect it. I respect the show now as an adult, all grown up. I had issues.
A Rugrats lover, it was weird.
But we found out how old Chucky was. Like, Chucky was Susie's age.
Yeah.
So they were in the same classes together. Everybody else was younger. And Angelica was the oldest out of everybody. So, again, Rugrats spanned a lot. And it even got a reboot, which I heard isn't that bad. And they literally brought back the OG Rugrats.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the OG Rugrats are back. All of them.
And not only that, they finally addressed the fact that Phil and Lil's mom was actually a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I do remember seeing that. So I didn't know that came of the reboot.
Yeah, that came with the reboot. So I was like, okay. I mean, but like, that's the thing.
It was implied,
but it never was like.
And it means a lot to be able to like come out and say it now.
Mm-hmm, it does.
Like, for them to actually admit it is a big step.
Exactly.
So for that, the reboot is already better than some other ones for me.
Oh, of course. Of course. But you got to check it out. It's on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus is amazing. There's so much fun. There's nothing like getting drunk and watching Legends of the Hidden Temple and being like, what the fuck? Like, it's fucking through. Pictures. Like, that was, I literally, like, I was drinking, I have the Truly punches, and we were just, me and Jess were just sitting back drinking, like, one night, and we were like, it's fucking three pieces. You can't put this together? Put the fucking monkey together. This isn't rocket science. This isn't Double Dare. Double Dare's fucking complicated. Mark Summers was complicated. I'm telling you. Guts.
Remember, the actual Craig?
There was one episode where the kid had a twisted ankle and still competed. I was like, yo, you're a gangster. I respect you. Rhea's like, yeah, your list is great, guy. That's right. But
we're in the final top two.
We're in the top two. So who wants to go first?
Actually, you know what? You've had all of us go first.
It's your turn.
Oh, T, you threw me on the spot because she's like, yeah, you go. Let's hear your number two. Let's hear your number two, Wade. Come on.
Yeah, what was better than Rugrats?
All That is my number two.
Okay.
Yeah, see? All That was number two. And the reason being is it is the kids' version of SNL. Funny being that some of the cast ended up on SNL later down the road. All That spawned a lot of careers. Kenan and Kel, Amanda Bynes. I feel like I'm forgetting someone else that was on that show that like had a pretty good career. Nick Cannon. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Cannon spawned a career. Everybody did. Part of Nick. There was so many different sketches that got away with murder too as a kid that you're just like, how did that happen? How did that work? Danny Tamborelli, who actually, heck, you remember from Pete and Pete. I don't know if you remember Pete and Pete.
Mm-hmm.
A little.
He was on Figure It Out.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in Jersey, and he lives in Jersey. And we saw him at ZapCon before. He's such a cool dude.
That's awesome.
He's way cool, but he was on there. He's from another classic show that made my honorable mention, spoiler alert. But All That was just good. It was just quality every single time. And when you got a new cast member. It was like, okay, cool. Let's see what they can do, if they can hang with the big dogs. And they all did. Everybody mm-hmm. played their role very well. So much so that it led to a reboot. And the reboot wasn't even bad. It really wasn't. I actually watched it with my niece, Boogie. And she's like, it's not bad. I wouldn't watch it all the time because she's a big anime person. I wonder how that happened.
No comments.
But yeah, all that was an amazing show. And I love it. I can still watch this day. There's so many sketches like Repairman, man. It even spawned a movie. We got Good Burger out of that.
Yeah, true.
And Good Burger is, you know, because I'm a dude, she's a dude. That's see, he knew, Ed knew. Everybody's a dude. You can call people dude. It's okay.
Because I'm a dude. Hey.
You're a dude. He's a dude. She's a dude. Because we're all dudes.
We are all dudes.
So who wants to go next? Because I'm not. I'm off the hot
seat. Oh, Taylor.
I will go. I only because your number three led me, your conversation about level. Can't even talk. I'm just going to go. My number two, Double Dare.
Ooh.
Yeah. It was pretty high up there for me. I am a big game show person still to this day. I mean, if my TV is on anything, it's probably Game Show Network. So the fact that there was one for kids was great. I've auditioned for several in my day. Not Double Dare or Legends of the Hidden Temple yet, but I really did like it. And I feel like the game, I guess you could say, that stood out to me the most was the nose, where they would have to go digging up there.
Yes.
Yeah, for some reason that one just stuck out in my head, but I just always thought it was the coolest thing. I love watching the competitions, and it was just, even the people who lost, like, they still seem like they had a great time, and just, it was all about fun, and it really stuck out for me that way. But I always wanted to be on it really bad.
Everybody did.
Yeah.
Even so, that to the point where you're like, I could get my family on there. Like, I used to write the letters when you were able to. Like, I would like to have my family come down to be there. I wrote many letters. My mom and grandma can probably be the only two that can be.
No, I wrote many letters to be on there. But yeah, Double Dare, it's high up there for that reason, is because, like, game shows are just, they're a huge part of me and what I enjoy, so.
Respect the list. You coming in hot with your list. I'm gonna have to ask people when this is all over, who had your favorite top five out of it?
Okay.
But heck, go ahead.
All right, this is my number two, and it's because the damn song got stuck in my head every time you saw the opening of the show. Salute Your Shorts.
That's your two?
Dude, I remember waking, it didn't matter what time of the day if that show was on, I automatically started singing Camp Anawana.
Mm-hmm. Camp Anawana, we hold you in our hearts. And when we think about it, it makes me want to fart. And then what did the guy say? It's, I hope we never part, get it right or pay the price.
Exactly.
This is where our age difference comes in, because I've never even heard of this.
So this is definitely like early 90s.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Late 80s, early 90s.
Right. Salute Your Shorts is so awesome. It gave everyone an idea of what actual camp life was. Like, if you went and stayed away at a camp.
Mm-hmm.
And I legit wanted to go to a camp. And then it all got shit down. It all went downhill when I saw Friday the 13th. I was like, nope, not happening. Never in my life am I going camping. No. I said, these kids at Camp Anawana are going to get killed. I'm not doing this. I don't want to be part of that. No. But I legit loved it. Just everything, like, from the pranks to, like, I mean, the opening skit is someone actually putting someone's boxers on a flagpole and raising them up.
See, I want to say, like, that sounds familiar, but again, I feel like that's like a trope in a lot of movies and TV shows too. So I'm going to have to look it up. Obviously I'm getting Paramount Plus now after this.
Yes. So
it's hopefully on there and I can watch it.
Check it out.
The
first week is free.
Yeah, 7 days free.
Yeah, 7 days free. If you don't like it, you can just, oh no, it's terrible.
If even two of these shows are on there, I'll like it enough to keep it.
Oh,
oh, there are a lot of them already on there.
They have a whole Nickelodeon. Like, I was on Paramount Plus the other day, and they have majority of the Real World seasons.
Oh, wow.
Majority. So I'm just like, Miami. Miami's not there. Miami and Hawaii are missing.
Damn, I loved Hawaii. Ruthie, she was Ruth.
I loved Ruthie.
She broke a drink.
And you know a season's gone too. That's not there, and I'm a little upset. Return Which to one? New York.
Damn,
really?
Yeah, with the Miz, where the Miz is in it. I'm just like, damn. but you got Road Rules there.
Miami was the one with Pedro, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or was that San Francisco?
I think it was San Francisco.
Yeah, Pedro was
San Francisco. Yeah, that was one of my favorites.
I wonder how they decide which ones they leave off and like what the reasoning is for it.
Yeah, exactly.
It could be a whole thing about not copyrights. It's consent. If some of the cast members didn't get their consent to the show, they can't air it.
True. Mm.
Understandable.
But yeah, salute. That's like pivotal childhood for me.
Man, we are at the number.
At the number ones.
But honorable mentions. Who wants to go first? Because my list is ridiculous.
you know what? Let's let our special guest go first.
Let's let our special guest go first. Yes. Yeah. Go ahead. Okay.
So we're covering honorable mentions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna feel bad if I give all of mine. So I'm gonna.
No, you could. If you want to give anyone you want to touch on, you can touch on it. But if you just want to run through certain ones, go ahead.
All right. So these are pretty much in order. So like how close they came to making the list.
Okay.
All that. Figure It Out. Rocko's Modern Life. Rocket Power. As Told by Ginger. Ned's Declassified. Wild Thornberries. Cat Dog. Ah, Real Monsters. And Angry Beavers.
Wow.
So I feel like I've covered a decent amount there.
Wow. I'm about to blow y'all mind with my obviously,
all that is amazing. And this is the one that I was talking about earlier is where when I was looking at my main Nickelodeon list, like I was doing some research and it wasn't on there. And I was like, I know for a damn fact that it was on Nickelodeon. Mm-hmm. So when I confirmed it, I was like, okay, good. I have to add it on there. Figure it out.
It was on Snick.
Yes.
Still counts.
Again, it was that.
But that's why it probably didn't come up for me the first time. You're right. Obviously, Figure It Out has to be on there because of my love for game shows and all things competition. And I feel like As Told by Ginger would have been before Rocket Power, but I just always wanted to live the Rocket Power life. I didn't want to live As Told by Ginger. I felt like I related to it, like on a personal level, like I was kind of going through it. But Rocket Power, I was like, why am I not there doing those awesome things? And I'm here in Jersey instead. But yeah, that's my list. Rocko's Modern Life wasn't that high on there, but it was a good show.
It's such a good show.
No, when you said that, I was like, oh, I don't know if he's going to be mad. No,
because you know what? Like we said, when we brought you on, our generations are going to be different, but they may cross over into each other. We're like, I respect that show because it came out when I was older, but I respect it because it was good.
Yeah.
It was very good. Heck, you want to hit us with your honorable mentions before I get into mine? Because mine is long.
So is mine. All right, you ready?
Okay, go.
My honorable mentions are Rocket Power, Guts, Wild Thornberries, Cat Dog, The Angry Beavers, Rugrats, All Real Monsters, Pete and Pete, Roundhouse, and Clarissa Explains It All.
Oh.
That didn't break your list at all?
No.
I forgot about that.
Oh,
and we Goosebumps. First met Melissa Joan Hart.
Yep, and Goosebumps was on my honorable mentions.
Yep.
That was Nickelodeon?
Yeah, Goosebumps was Nickelodeon. It went from Nickelodeon to Fox.
Oh, that would have shot up on my list had I known that. That slipped my mind. That was a good one.
That's on Paramount Plus too.
it It broke my heart putting Goosebumps on the honorable mentions. It really broke my heart.
I'm about to hit you guys. My honorable mentions is rough.
Ooh. Okay.
All right. Hold on. Let me get a sip of water for this. Okay. Are we ready?
Ready.
Yep.
Okay. My honorable mentions goes as follows. Roundhouse, Pete and Pete, Rocket Power, Amanda Show, Kablam, Hey Arnold, Are You Afraid of the Dark, Whoa. Animorphs, Eureka's Castle, Goosebumps, Ren and Stimpy, Clarissa Explains It All, Drake and Josh, iCarly, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the new one, Guts, Nick Arcade, SpongeBob SquarePants, Figure It Out, Double Dare, any version, Legends of the Hidden Temple, and Ned's Declassified. I love Ned's Declassified so much. Everyone was like, he's on TikTok. So Taylor, you know exactly what I'm talking about. He's like, I'm trying to get an adult version made.
Yep.
And they're all down to do it. Oh man, I just wish Nickelodeon would be like, okay, fine.
I know. I hope so. Are You Afraid of the Dark should have been higher. I mean, it should have been on my honorable mentions at all, but it should have been higher because that was a great, great show.
All the seasons are there plus the two movies.
They need to sponsor us because you're plugging them, Paramount yes, Plus. Paramount like it's Plus. Nobody's business.
I have been reaching out to certain people and I'm just like, hey, listen, we really like your stuff. Can we mention it? Like, we'll promote it if you give us a code.
Definitely.
My list is okay. Heck, here's some ones that you're gonna be like, wow, you really hit the nostalgia bone there. Adventures of Alex Mack, Wild and Crazy Kids. Hey Dude, Salute Your Shorts to make the list. Wild Thornberries, Our Real Monsters. Oh, Our Real Monsters is just a legendary show and way ahead of its time. Mm-hmm. Cat Dog, Fat Boy and Chum Chum. It's just so stupid that it's good. Karma is going to kill me. Invader Zim is in my honorable mention. Invader Zim is in my
honorable mention. Dude, I completely forgot that was a Nick show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I for some reason I wanted to say that was Cartoon Network.
I thought it was.
A lot of these shows really were like, oh yeah, that's a Nick show. Damn it.
Yep.
I had to, like you said, Taylor, we had to really go back and look mm-hmm. and be like, is this a Nick show or a Cartoon Network show? Because it feels like they could be like they crossed over and went back and forth.
Yeah.
Invader Zim is on my list. And here's the messed up part. This is why it kind of screws us up, because a lot of these shows were also on MTV, because you know MTV and Nickelodeon mm-hmm. are under the same umbrella. So that kind of screws us up too. We're like, did I see it on MTV first or did I see it on Nickelodeon first?
Yeah, there was a separate like acquired list. And I was like, I don't know if we can get into all of that because they may not have started on the network, but they crossed over eventually. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't trying to get too hairy with it.
Oh, you could have, because I base it off of how popular it was and yeah. how many seasons it got. And okay. if it stayed with the test of time, yes, it was a Nickelodeon show, just like Goosebumps. Goosebumps gets the credit. People say I watched it on Fox. Nope, it was a Nickelodeon show first.
Yeah, thank you. That's a good point.
It was a Nickelodeon show first, and then Fox got it when it got canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And Fox used to plug it either it was before or after Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it as a filler show.
Yep, it was a filler show, which it shouldn't have been. That's a show you have. If you can name your favorite book from Goosebumps off the rip, it's easy. Everybody remembers Return of the Dummy. Slappy was terrifying as a child.
Yes. What was mine was, I think it was the first episode that they did. It was the mask.
Oh, yeah.
That's mine, easily.
Those are all available on Paramount Plus. Damn it. See?
We're gonna have to make this happen.
Yeah, we're gonna have to be like, oh, we should get a fourth wall. Nah, you know what? Because some of the guys in the fourth wall are way too old, so we're like in that geeky bracket. Only person who might be down is Grill and Dave. Grill and Dave are in that bracket.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
Now that we've been doing the top five for Nickelodeon shows,
yeah,
I think we're gonna have. I have the perfect episode for Grill to come on for.
What?
Top five nostalgia. Cartoons growing up as a kid.
80s and 90s. Okay.
80s and 90s cartoon shows. Oh my God. I gotta
finish the rest of my list. Okay.
Yeah. Right,
I'm gonna knock those.
Okay, so Wait, you still have more honorable mentions?
Yes.
What?
Whoa, dude, you went through the Paramount list hard.
Yep. My Life as a Teenage Robot, My Brother and Me, Danny Phantom, Gullah Gullah Island.
Oh my God.
Would have counted. See, this is where I said it's a Nickelodeon show. Taylor brought a Nick Jr. show in, which counts.
I don't know why I didn't think of Gullah Gullah Island. If
Gullah
Gullah, the song is playing in my head.
You know who else makes my list? And it's surprising. I'm a teacher, guys who don't know. Yo Gabba Gabba made my list. Yo Gabba Gabba was amazing. It crossed over so well.
All right.
What was the name? It was DJ.
Man, I forget the DJ. Damn,
forgot his name.
But yeah, he was so cool, and like they had like rappers on there all the time.
Who was on there? The Bruno Mars showed up on there.
Bruno Mars was on there. Oh my God, Boogie was little when Yo Gabba Gabba was still a thing.
That's why DJ when you Lance say Rock. Yo Gabba Gabba, I was like,
DJ Lance Rock.
Yep, that was him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Boogie was. Wait, 2007. Yeah, Boogie was little. Yeah.
No, Boogie was born in 2011.
2011. So she
and
was.
And they were still showing the reruns of it.
Oh, they were. That's right. Okay. I got to finish my list. Jimmy Neutron. Remember when Jimmy Neutron crossed over with Fairly Odd Parents?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wasn't it so cool to see these shows cross over? And you were like,
it was.
It's crazy. Who did this? Who thought of that?
Wait, that's right, Fairly Odd Parents was a Nick show.
Mm-hmm. You ever see the dark TikTok where they bring up like that Cosmo and Wanda are his dead parents?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm like, nah, man, don't do that to me. Don't ruin that for me.
I did shed a tear when I watched that.
I was like,
not gonna lie.
I was like, you
oh, wait, didn't he have a Danny Phantom theory too?
Danny Phantom crossed over with somebody on Nickelodeon. It was like, okay, that makes sense. Like, it would work.
I forget
who Danny Phantom crossed. See, Danny Phantom is mixed for everybody because depending on what age you had him at.
Yeah.
Because it's like, Danny Phantom was
That's why, like, I remember it, but it came very late for me. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of over it by then.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Phantom came out when I was, like, in high school. So I was like, oh, this is cool. He's a hero and stuff. Oh, hey, heck, did you... This always bothered me. Was Jackie Chan Cartoon Network or Fox or Nickelodeon? Fox. That bothered me too. Okay, damn it. See, good. It didn't make my list.
Jackie Chan Adventures, which not for nothing. Jackie is supposed to be the star of the show. And then he has his niece. His uncle was the best thing. His uncle was the best part of the show. Oh, and Jackie, one more thing. Like, damn, Uncle, what more do you want from me?
Oh, man. These shows are just hitting. Yeah, but As Told by Ginger was just a good show, too. It made me go, man, girls got it rough.
Yep.
It's like, damn, bro. And Ginger was just trying to be a good person at the time. Like,
such a good person.
He was so nice, like, mm-hmm. all the time. We might have to bring you back for a Disney show. You know, As Told by Ginger came out. You know what song always connects me with As Told by Ginger, but it's like completely different. And all
Macy Gray.
Not Macy. That one too. Macy Gray counts. Okay. It is one of my favorite Disney shows and no one gives it the love it deserves. Pepper Ann.
Okay.
Pepper Ann was shit.
I can respect that. That was far back in my memory, but I can respect that.
Everybody, once you hear the song, you just start singing it.
Mm-hmm.
And Pepper Ann was a terrible singer, but that's another network. We'll talk about that another time. those are my honorable mentions. We are at number one. Who wants to go first?
So, because she is my special guest, I feel like she should get for number one first.
Yes.
Go ahead. Sure?
Yes.
Heck, you are. Go.
No, you're a special guest.
All right.
I want your reaction for one mine because I want to see the patient.
Well, it's already been mentioned, but it is my number one and will forever be my number one. Probably cartoons, period. Rugrats. It was the peak of my childhood. I had every single action figure, doll, toy, the PC game. I think there was a PC game. Don't quote me on it, but I definitely had the PlayStation 2 game or original yep. PlayStation game. Mm-hmm. And I played that religiously. I couldn't get past like one level, so I would just always start over, but it was still fun for me because I loved everything about Rugrats. But yeah, that I've probably seen every episode of that more than I have, like, I don't know, some adult shows that I watch every single night now. Like, I just watched it so much. And I mean, I agreed with you when you said that when, why am I drawing blank on his name? The younger baby.
Dill.
I don't know why. Yeah. I wanted to say Phil, but I knew Phil existed already. When Dill came around, it did change a little bit. It was still mm-hmm. kind of fun because as an only child, I always wanted a sibling. Yep. So seeing Tommy finally get one was like kind of cool, but it changed a little bit there. I wasn't a huge fan of Grown Ups, but I did love the movies. I did buy plenty of Reptar bars. I had literally every single toy you can imagine. I probably had like three of them because I was just so obsessed. So Rugrats is definitely my number one. There was no questioning that.
Okay, I gotta ask because everybody likes to know this.
Yeah.
Who is your favorite Rugrat?
It was a tie between Angelica and Chucky, honestly. And I say Angelica because I felt like I knew so many of her growing up.
We all did.
So I just liked seeing that portrayed, and like she would have karma come back to her every once in a while. So I liked that. And then Chucky was just like the awkward one who was like a follower, and he did what he had to do. He was adorable. And I kind of related to that in a sense. I always wanted to be a Tommy Pickles, but I always ended up being a Chucky. So we
agreed. Yeah. I'm probably going to be a Facebook or a Twitter status for me. Wanted to be like Tommy Pickles. As an adult, I realized I'm Chucky Finster.
That's absolutely
you
know, it.
And you just hit me. Remember the episode where Tommy stayed at Chucky's house? And he's like, Chucky finally spazzed at Tommy.
Yeah.
My house.
he had his moment. Oh my gosh. Yes. But yeah. So, I mean, I feel like I would probably get a lot of flack from most people for saying it was Chucky or Angelica, but I feel like my reasons are valid. And
Your
reasons are valid. I was always a Chucky kid. I love Chucky. Chucky was just the person who you were like, he made you believe like, okay, it's afraid. It's cool to be afraid of things. It's understandable. Mm-hmm. You have the right to be scared of things. You're okay to cry. You're okay to show emotion. Like, it's just Chucky was such a pivotal character in that show for me. He doesn't get the love he truly deserves. I like that. The only thing I liked from All Grown Up was he wanted to get out of being scared.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I took from it. Like, yo.
Yeah, that was a good redeeming quality for it, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Like, I can't be scared for the rest of my life. So, mm-hmm. Whew, it's between Big Heck and myself. So, who's number one is going first?
The all-time dilemma. I don't know.
No, you know what? We'll do it. We'll let our guests do this one.
Okay. We'll let her pick.
Who goes?
I want to hear Hex.
Yes. Go ahead.
No problem. So.
Got to turn the page.
Yeah, because I'm, believe it or not, as we're doing this, I'm just being very productive and I am taking notes for our show.
Because on Big Heck and Wade, we take notes for everything.
Love it.
So my number one was an honorable mention on somebody's list, and I'm insanely upset that it was on his honorable mention. Are You Afraid of the Dark was my number one show.
Ooh, okay.
Very happy to hear that because it deserves a number one spot somewhere.
Yeah, it does.
This was... Are You Afraid of the Dark, to me, was the perfect segue for kids who were legit scared of like horror-type scenarios or movies to break them out of it to get them into the horror films. Are You Afraid of the Dark broke me out of my punk ass Brady Cat mode, and then I started watching Child's Play, Friday the 13th, Halloween, made the plunge into Nightmare on Elm Street, and then it's been all downhill from there. My horror movie, like, praise. That, and I just love the fact that all of them got together. But the one thing I did question is, how the hell did their parents not know that they were sneaking out at night?
All the time. No, didn't they get caught one time and it was like, they did like,
I think it was a sheriff or something.
Yeah, it was a two-parter.
But
all the seasons are available on there.
Just in case you guys didn't know.
I'm hoping someone from Paramount hears this, that we're plugging the show.
Like, I'm going to tag Paramount Plus.
Hell yeah.
Seriously.
Like, we really love Paramount Plus. Maybe we can get the network a free subscription. We'll just share. We just got to, you know what we'll do? We'll just share and we'll be like, hey, listen, y'all, we all got to pick a day where we each
just get like Paramount. Our release schedule. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Like Gene gets Monday, Wade gets Mondays. Mm-hmm. That gets Tuesdays, and then everybody else could argue over who gets whatever day. Because there's at least, what, 11 of us on the network? So
yeah,
some of y'all going to have to share because y'all on two shows.
So, yeah, it's got to be Are You Afraid of the Dark, man. I kind of dug all of those, like, horror stories or, like, just, like, suspenseful stories that they used to share at a campfire. I like the fact that it was always a group of friends that they were really close together.
Yep.
And even when one started getting out of line, they kind of like checked that person and got them back in.
Yep.
Oh, man, that was one of the best shows that they possibly had.
Mm-hmm. It was like kid version of Tales from the Crypt.
Yes.
And I love Tales from the Crypt. Damn it, we're gonna have to add this.
Yo, like, and I love HBO the fact shows. That the yeah, and I love the fact that they called themselves the Midnight Society.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The Midnight Society. Heck, I
gotta
ask
for your approval for the Midnight Society.
I gotta ask you. I'm gonna hit you with this and I'm gonna hit you with the same thing. What is your favorite Are You Afraid of the Dark episode? Because I have mine. If you can remember any like distinct ones.
Yeah. It's all like I haven't watched an Are You Afraid of the Dark episode probably since I was a kid, man. It's just the nostalgia, and I can't remember like them sitting at the campfires. I just can't remember specific stories.
Well, heck, if you'd like to remind yourself of your nostalgia, you know the show is available.
I knew it.
I'm just gonna name this episode. This is
Paramount Plus plug.
Yeah, it's Paramount Plus plug. Taylor, any episodes stick out to you that you remember?
I don't know if this is the title, but there is something with pinball wizard?
And it was in a mall. I think I remember what episode you're talking about.
Yes.
It was like that horror version of Big.
It's so faint in my memory, but that one stood out. I honestly have to give you big props, Heck, because you made a good point about it being like an intro into the horror genre, because I truly don't remember anything before that would have actually made me want to watch that stuff. And now it's like my favorite thing of all time is anything horror thriller. So, and this was definitely my earliest memory of stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that's a really good point. It definitely deserves a number one spot.
It was so good. It was just enough to get your heart racing.
Yep.
And then you were like, okay, wait, I can handle that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So let me watch two more episodes of Are You Afraid of the Dark? And then I think I can get through Chucky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then you watch Chucky and you were like, shit, no, I can't do this because that looks like a real doll that you can buy. Nope.
Like the pool monster episode.
Oh.
The pool monster episode. One of my favorite episodes was, because I just watched it on Paramount Plus, the comic book episode where they had the jester that came from the comic books and he would make people laugh until they die. Or laugh,
oh my gosh, yes! Until
they
go into
a coma and they had the blue gel come out of their mouth.
Yes.
Or the ghost girl episode where they found out the girl was a ghost in the end of it. There's so many different episodes. And cameos. Cameos out the butt. Like, you had Melissa Joan Hart was on there. Tia and Tamara. I remember there were so many, like...
Oh, I remember that episode.
Wasn't it the twins episode? And they were like, switched places.
That episode was really, really good.
Yeah, we're gonna have to like do a top five. We're gonna have to find a way to get Paramount Plus and just like top five. Are You Afraid of the Dark episodes? I may have to bring. I may have to call the Scream Queens, and we may have to call in Carm just to have like a whole big panel of this and discuss.
Oh, and then we have to play that intro. Yes. Submission for your approval for the Midnight Society.
I'm definitely adding Nickelodeon to this episode before it starts. But it's my turn.
Yes.
Oh boy.
Honestly. You threw so many things into honorable mentions.
I don't know what's left. Know
what number one is.
Exactly.
My number one is I call it a backdoor pilot to all that because they were there and they had such amazing chemistry that it spawned a show. And it's just a show that holds so much like love and nostalgia and deep, like, it just made me happy every time it was on, and it had one of the best theme songs ever. My number one is Kenan and Kel.
All right.
Ah, here it goes. And Coolio at Star Rapid. And it was
I
like,
can't even be mad.
There's so many iconic lines. Wow. Like, I can't see orange soda and don't be like, who loves orange soda? Kel loves orange soda.
Yeah, there's no way to not do that.
Is it true? I do. Ooh.
Oh, and fun fact, guys, we actually had orange soda when we went to
a taco affair
today.
Did have orange soda.
Okay, appropriate.
You got to go to taco. We're going to plan that. I'm like, hey, fourth wall, anybody available Wednesday or Thursday afternoon? Get tacos. They're only $5. It's great. And they have varieties. Kenan and Kel was just a great show. There's so many quotable lines. Besides the orange soda one, there's the "Aw, here it goes." There's when Kel got in trouble and Kenan was always coming up with some dumbass scheme to either get rich or get famous. And I remember the tuna can episode, and he said, "I put the screw in the tuna."
Yeah.
I put the screw in the tuna. And he kept saying it. Just one of those memorable lines, man, and just holds up. It got to the point where even Kel's on TikTok, and he redid the line.
Really?
Oh, Kel is on TikTok. Yes.
Did he redo Repairman?
My childhood. Repairman, man, and he made things worse.
And God.
Kenan would always be mad. Like, he would be like, wait, Kenan's dad would always get pissed that Kel would do something stupid and then get kicked out the house. And Kenan's sister had a crush on Kel. I remember that too.
That's right.
Yes. He was obsessed with Kel. And Kenan would be like, what the? Wait, what do you see in him? Like, that's my friend. Plus, he's like hella older than you.
And he's a moron.
Mm-hmm. Remember the episode? This was how heartbreaking it was. Because, you know, growing up, there was always like something had to happen to make the show dramatic. Remember when Kenan had to move?
Yeah. And
Kel didn't get to see him leave.
Yeah.
So he literally traveled to find him and they moved back to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. The nostalgia. Ooh. It's so real.
It's so, so, so good. I think everybody's top five was very well done. Very well done. I think we're going to wrap it up here. We would like to thank our special guest, Taylor.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming to our show, actually. You're like the first big guest we have from the fourth wall. So
I've never been referred to as a big guest before. So that sounds nice.
Oh, believe me, you go into the big Heck and Wade Hall of Fame of guests.
Yes. Like,
you're up there with the Scream Queens and Timmy and Carm and
I gotta give her kudos, man. Like, her list was popping.
Yeah, I feel notch. Like the it Blues Clues threw you guys for a loop, but other than that,
I can't even be mad at the Blues Clues one because
they had catchy songs.
They had catchy songs, and not for nothing, after Steve and Joe left, I was like, I want nothing else to do with this.
Yeah. No, I mean, honestly, I didn't want anything to do with it once Steve left.
Yeah.
Anybody after that, it just screw wasn't that. It.
Once Steve left, and then Steve came back and introduced his cousin. What was it, Joe?
Yeah.
And then Joe left, and then somebody else came, and I'm like, yo, stop.
Whoever it is now looks just like a Wish version of Steve. It just doesn't work.
It's Alibaba.
Oh my! It's the Wish.
It's the Alibaba version.
I hate Wish so much. Oh man, this costume looks really good. No, it doesn't. Nope. So bad. we could go on for hours, but Taylor, let everyone know where they can find you.
Absolutely. Yes. So Views From Up Here is a bi-weekly episode on the Fourth Wall Pop Network. The next episode will be released July 8th. You can find us on Instagram at viewsfromuphere.pod and on Twitter at VFUHpod. And yeah, just follow the page, follow the Fourth Wall Pop Network, because I'm one of obviously many amazing shows, as you guys know from listening to Big Heck and Wade. And just listen, give us a listen, because if you think this was fun and my top five was entertaining, just imagine the top five crazy things that happen in my life every week that I share with my listeners.
Every week. That
every
first
week
episode
there's
was
something.
A banger. I'm telling you, that first episode was a banger. And Heck and I were like, we're not going to spoil it here, but it was, yeah.
We're not going to spoil it. All I got told was, Heck, did you listen to Taylor's podcast yet? I said, no, it's her first episode up. He's like, bro, go listen.
I'm not kidding, guys. It's the epitome of my luck for everything.
Shock factor is not even a word. I was like, this is so great.
Jaw-dropping.
Like, jaw-dropping.
Yeah. But it's great stuff. Heck, you want to mention anything? You want to do the closing segment for us? And then I'll wrap it up.
All right. So you guys know what time it is. This about wraps up our episode. Just a reminder, you guys can listen to Big Heck and Wade Adventures on all major streaming platforms, and coming soon, we will be available on YouTube. I know I keep telling you guys that, but it is coming, actually. It's a lot of work behind the scenes to get everything up on air, but it will happen. Also, just so you guys are aware, we are part of an amazing network called the Fourth Wall Pop Network, where we like to always hashtag make it pop. And not only can you listen to our show on the Fourth Wall Pop Network, you'll also have access to some phenomenal, phenomenal shows like New Normal Wrestling, Pop Sports Shorts, The Crossroads, Getting Grilled, Pop Culture Collective, one of our newest shows, The Smoke Jays Podcast, and our lovely guest Taylor's show, Views From Up Here. So at this point, we were going to plug our social medias. Good brother Wade. Let them know where they can find you.
I am so busy. I am hashtag booked and busy. I see. If you want to follow me on Instagram, it is at Wade Ilson with an underscore. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it is at Wade Ilson. If you like wrestling and you want to hear me talk about wrestling with the good brother Matty G and our good brother Bones, we know you have a package coming very, very soon, brother. We cannot wait for that package to come.
An amazing bundle
of joy. I'm not gonna go there because everybody's pretty much spoiling it, but we're respectful of it. We're just gonna say it like that. Called New Normal Wrestling, and we are available right here on the Fourth Wall Pop Network. You can follow us on Twitter at Wrestling Normal. You can follow us on Instagram at New Normal Wrestling. And if you like women's wrestling, I am part of a women's wrestling podcast on the Silver Sight Network called Women Can Wrestle, where Jess, myself, and our good buddy RJ talk about women's wrestling every single week. And it's some of the coolest stuff we've ever done. If you want to follow us, you can check us out on Twitter at WCW The Podcast. You can follow us on Instagram at WCW The Podcast. And we are available on all podcast streaming platforms. And we have some videos up on YouTube. If you want to check us out, go check us out there. Heck, am I forgetting anything? Are you going to get into yours, or you want
to? I'm going to go ahead and get into mine, because mine is fairly quick and simple and easy. And then I will plug our show. So, ladies and gentlemen, I am available on Instagram and on Twitter at BigHeck217. I am available on Facebook, but guess what? Good luck trying to find me, because it's my government name and I never give that out on this show. I am also available on TikTok at BigHeck217. You guys kind of notice the same pattern here, right? It's just really simple. Six letters, three numbers, really quick. And if you guys are not already following us, if you guys are not already listening to us, and this is your first time listening to us, we are available across the board. We are like the government. You can always find us. We are available on Instagram at BigHeckWadeAdventures. We're available on Twitter at BigHeckWadeADV. You can also find us on Facebook at Big Heck Weight Adventures. And ladies and gentlemen, coming soon to a Twitch near you, we will be available on Twitch. We are already on there, but we haven't started streaming yet. We are working on that.
Mm-hmm.
And one more thing, in case you guys don't know, we do have our merchandise store. So if you head on over to tpublic.com/BigHeckWade, you can find yourself some amazing, lovely merch. We have t-shirts. We have tank tops. I don't know if they have crop tops up there, but it is crop top season. So maybe that's
make it into a crop top. There's also the swag shop too. The swag shop, absolutely. Fourth wall. If you want to not only get our merch on our shop, we appreciate you doing that, but support the swag shop too. A lot of our logos are there. A lot of lavish shirts are there. So if you want to make a crop top, I know, heck, I didn't mean to cut you off like that. I know mandates have changed a lot. So if you want to get a face mask, you can get a face mask repping us or anybody else on the fourth wall.
I still wear our face mask everywhere.
All the time.
Yeah. So we have our merchandise store. And like you said, you could do t-shirt, tank top. You could get a hoodie, even though it's not hoodie weather anymore. You could get a lavish coffee mug, a travel mug. You can get a laptop case, cell phone case, whatever you guys can think of that's possibly on there. You guys have it available. So once again, that's tpublic.com/BigHeckWade. And I believe that is about it on that end.
Yep, I think so. I think it is time to wrap it up. Want to give a big shout out to Taylor. Thank you for joining us again.
Yes.
We appreciate having you.
Thank you for having me. It was an absolute blast. I'm looking forward to the rest of your top fives that you guys do in the future. Maybe I can join again, but I will definitely be tuning in.
Oh, definitely. We've got some ideas of who we would like for certain things.
I think I have an idea for an episode for her to come back for.
Okay. All right. We'll talk about it off air. Definitely got some ideas to run by. But we're going to end this one like we usually do, guys. Heck, you want to do it or you want me to do it?
I'll do this one. It's fine.
Okay. Go ahead. Knock it out.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to end this episode like we always do. And that's with a peace, a salute, and we're out.
Later.